Bezras Hashem Yisbarech, today's daf is daf Nun Beis, in Maseches Brachos, the 51st daf in Shas. We're moving along. The Mishnah had told us that there's a machlokis on Nun Aleph and Beis between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, whether, let's say, the Friday night, one makes the bracha al hayayin first and then on the yom. That's the opinion of Beis Hillel. While Beis Shammai says you first make the bracha al hayayin, you first say Mikadosh HaShabbos, then you make the bracha al hayayin. The Gemara, two lines on the top, continues on Nun Beis Amud Aleph. V'savri Beis Shammai d'birchas hayayim adifa. Does Beis Shammai hold that the bracha of the day is more important, hence it goes first? V'hatanya, but didn't we learn hanichas l'beis of Matzoy Shabbos? If a person goes into his house on Matzoy Shabbos, but Tanya, but didn't we learn in a brayse nichnas the base of a matzoy Shabbos? If a person goes into his house on matzoy Shabbos, mevarech al hayayin. What's the seder advarim? How does he supposed to order the havdalah? He first makes a bracha on the wine valamor, and then on the candle, and then on the besamim. And only afterwards does he say havdalah. V'mein lo ela kos echon. If he only has one kos, meinichal la'achar amazon, he leaves it for after he finishes eating. Umushalshalin kulon la'acharav, and then he says the above three after he benches, and he uses the kos for both things. Now, what do we see? What's the order that we have described? We have yayin mor b'samim, and afterwards havdalah. So what we it seems to be that the berachas hayom of havdalah is of less significance. We would expect that according to Beis Shammai, who holds the Birchas Hayom comes first, before the Bar Pri HaGafen, so too it should come before the Havdalah. Says the Gemara, is this such a strong question? V'hai mimai de Beis Shammai. How do you know that this is following Beis Shammai? Dilma Beis Hillel hi. Maybe what we're doing is following the opinion of Beis Hillel. And you're right, according to Beis Shammai, the halacha would have been that the Havdalah would go first. Says Gemara, lo sa'akadaitach. No, you can't say it's following Beis Hillel. Diktani ma'or v'achar kach b'samim. Because the order that we had over here was first the candle and then b'samim. Uman shamas like this lehi sar. And who says that the first make a bracha on the candle and then on the samim? Beis Shammai, that follows the opinion of Beis Shammai. The Sanya is, we learned in Brayso, remember Yehudah lo nechlu Beis Shammai Beis Hillel al-mazon shebetchila avdol shebesof, that Beis Shammai Beis Hillel agree that you bench first. If you have one cause for both Berachas HaMazon and Avdala, you use that cause for both benching and Avdala, with benching in the beginning and the Bracha Avdala in the end. There is a machlokis, what comes first? The candle of Besam. Beshamim or Vachakach Besamim. Beshamim holds you have the candle and then Besam. Besil Lomrim Besam Vachakach Ma'or. And Besil will hold that you have the Besamim and then the candle. So what do we see? We see that this has to be in consonance with Beis Shammai. And when it comes to Havdalah, you don't concentrate on the bracha of Havdalah first. Similarly, why is it that when it comes to the Kedushas Hayom comes first before the wine? One would have expected if Havdalah comes last and the wine comes first, so too the same should be in terms of the wine and the Kiddush Hayom. Says the Gemara, you have not isolated that Braisa is only going according to Beis Shammai. Umimai de Beis Shammai hivaliba de Rabbi Yehuda. How do you know that Braisa is following Beis Shammai according to Rabbi Yehuda? Dilma Beis Hillel hi valiba de Rabbi Meir. Maybe that Braisa that puts the order of the Ner before the Besamim is actually following Beis Hillel, and it goes according to Beis Hillel, Lefi Rebbe Meir. That Rashi points out is our Mishnah. That if you take a look at our Mishnah, Nun Aleph Amud Beis, Beis Hillel is actually of the opinion that you do the Ner before the Besamim. So that's what we call Beis Hillel Aliba de Rebbe Meir. If that's so then you have no kasha from Beis Shammai. Maybe Beis Shammai would say that Avdalah comes first, just like Kedushas Hayom comes first. However, where you have a case where Avdalah comes last, that's going according to Beis Hillel. Lo sa'akadaitach, you can't say that, says the Gemara in response. Diktani ach maslisa Beis Shammai omrim ner umazon b'sam v'avdalah. In our Mishnah, we have learned Beis Shammai says that you have the candle, then birchas amazon, then the b'sam, then the avdalah. Ubeis Hillel omrim ner umazon b'sam v'avdalah. V'asam b'braisa ktani, and also in the braisa it says, im me'ein lo elakos echa manichal achar amazon, umeshal shalin kulin la'acharav. You wait after Birchas HaMazon, and you do the others after Birchas HaMazon. Shmamina de Beis Shammai hi. So that only follows the opinion of Beis Shammai, Valiba de Reb Yehuda. And the proof is because Beis Hillel is of the opinion that when you have one kos, you do Neru B'Samim first, and you do Mazon later on. Mikol Makom, Kasha. So now we've proved that this brisa has to be going according to Beis Shammai, and now we're stuck. Mikol Makom, Kasha. We have a difficulty. Why is it that over here, when it comes to Avdolah, Beis Shammai does not have the Havdalah first? Answers the Gemara, Kasavri Beis Shammai holds Shani Iluya Yoma Me'afuke Yoma. That there's a difference between when you're bringing in the day on Friday night, when you're bringing in Shabbos, to when you're taking Shabbos away. Me'afuke Yoma. Iyule Yoma, when you're taking in Shabbos, Kamen Demakdina Le Adif, we try what we could to bring it in as early as possible. Afuke Yoma, when it comes to taking Shabbos away, Kama de Machrina Le Adif, we do everything we can to hold on to Shabbos as we sing in Kol Echsoif, Hatzel Ma'achare Lifroish Min HaShabbos, Levilti Tia Sogur Mehem, we try to hold on to Shabbos. Apik Yoyme Kan Rachinun Le Adif, that's the best thing, to hold on to Shabbos as long as possible. Why? Kehecha de lo lahavilon kemasa, that shouldn't appear like a burden. We put a big period, and the Gemara starts a new topic. V'savri Beis Shammai Birchas Hamazon Tuna Kos, is Beis Shammai hold up benching needs a kos. But didn't we learn? Bolem Yayin Achar Hamazon. If the wine comes to them after the meal, Emein Shem Elo Isa Kos, if the only kos they have is that one, Beis Shammai Yomrim, Mevarech Al Yayin. First you make a bracha on the wine, V'achar Kach Mevarech Al Hamazon. And afterwards, you bench. It seems from here that you make a bracha, and then you drink it, and then you make Birchas HaMazon, which would sound like Birchas HaMazon doesn't need a kais. Says the Gemara, no, he makes a bracha, and he leaves it. Asks the Gemara, how can he make a bracha and leave it? But didn't Mar teach us HaMivarech Tzarech Shiyitam? That the halacha is that someone who makes a bracha, if you're going to make a bar priya gofen, you need to taste it. Titanle answers the Gemara that he did taste it. Asks the Gemara of Amar Mar, but didn't Mar say Tomo Pogmo, that if he tastes it, he makes the kos pogum, so how now could he bench on it? Answers the Gemara, Titanle biyade, that if the wine or grape juice fell into his hand, and then he tastes it, then it won't make the kos pogum. Asks Gemara, but how could he drink it with a little bit from his hand? But now that he drank a little bit with his hand, he's going to make the shear too small. Answers the Gemara, what happened was, is the kos had much more than the shear, and though even though he drank with his hand, there still was a lot left. Asks the Gemara, asks the Gemara, if you're going to say that he already had more than a shear, how could you fit back into the words Vahim Ainsham Elo Oso Kos Katani? That he only has one kos. I thought you said he has more than a shear. Answers the Gemara, Trelo Havi. Umichad Nafish, he had less than two, but more than one. Two lines before the wide on Nun Beis Amin Alf. Tani Rabbi Chia, Beishamai Mevarech Al Yayim Shoseu, V'acha Kach Mevarech Birchas Hamazon. But didn't we learn that Beishamai said the opposite? So the Gemara has found a way that according to Beishamai, he'll be able to, on the one hand, drink the kos, yet at the same time, be able to use it afterwards. But the Gemara now says Rabbi Chia did not present things that way. Rabbi Chia had presented it as cut and dry. That Beis Shammai was of the opinion that you make a bracha on the wine, you drink it, and then afterwards you have Birchas HaMazon, which seems to indicate, as we had started out above, that Birchas HaMazon does not need a kais. Ella, Shrei Tanoiv, Aliba de Beis Shammai. You must say that there's a machlokes Tanoim, whether you need a kais. Because according to Rabbi Chia, the way he understood Beis Shammai was not with this middle ground that he drank a little, and then he had another kais for Birchas HaMazon, but rather he drank the entire kais. We are now on the first wide line, Nun Beis Amin Aleph, Beis Shammai Omrim. On yesterday's daf, in the beginning of the perek, we have the position of Beis Shammai, who says that one first washes even before the first cup of the meal is drunk. Why does one wash one's hands so early, according to Beis Shammai? Tana Rabbanan Beis Shammai, Erem Noitlin Yadayim V'achar Kach Moiz Genes HaKois. First, you wash your hands, and then the kais is poured. She'im ato emir moiz genes ha-kais t'chila, because if you're going to pour the kais first, gzeira shem yitmu mashkin she'achore ha-kais machmas yodav. We're afraid that you're going to touch the If his hands are not cleaned with the Tilsi Daim, then he can make the wine behind the kos tame, and that could be metame as hakos. V'yachsu v'yitamos hakos. V'litmu yadayim lekos. Asks the Gemara, okay, what's the end of the world if his hands are going to be metame lekos? Yadayim shnias hen. So why does Beis Shammai say that you have to worry, we have to wash? Because we're afraid that ultimately the kos is going to become tame because the hands are yadayim, which are going to touch the mashke that's behind the kos, chadgadya, that's going to touch the kos, and then it's going to make the kos tame. Well, let's start this chadgadya again. Let's start doing the cheshbon, says the Gemara. Yadayim are shnias hen. We know in Tuma, there are different levels of tuma. Someone comes in contact with a davar hatame, so then in such a case, that person is a rishon l'tuma. Someone who comes in contact with a rishon l'tuma is called a sheni l'tuma. Chazal were machmer, and they considered yodayim sheni l'tuma, even if we don't know for sure if the yad came in contact with tuma. Now, the rule when it comes to kalim contracting tuma is that min hatorah, Kaili is only Mekabel Tumah from an Avatumah. However, the Rabbanon instituted, as Rashi explains in Dibra Maschil, Ein Kli, that the Rabbanon were Machmir, that it could be Mekabel Tumah even from a Rishon L'Tumah. However, over here, the Yadayim are already starting off as Shnios. So if they're starting off as Shnios, so then in such a case, it shouldn't be able to be Metameh the Kli. Ve'ein Sheini, Osir Shlishi B'chulin. Ella al yidei mashkin, and therefore a sheni latoma cannot create a shlishi latoma. However, if we had the sheni come in contact with the davar amashka, so then in such a case it can create tuma. So the Gemara has both answered the question of how it's possible for a sheni to make this kli tame, and that is in the following manner. Beis Shammai was meduyak. Shema yitmu mashkin she'achorei hakos. We're afraid that the hands, which is yadayim, is going to be metame the mashkin. Rashi explains that Chazal made a gzeira that a mashka, when it becomes tame, becomes a rishon latoma. And it's for this reason that Beis Shammai is machmer. However, Beis Hillel is makel. Beis Hillel says there's no problem. If you're going to introduce Beis Shammai's chumra, you're actually going to have a chumra that's also l'day kilkul. The chumra is going to create a problem. Because if the fellow is notel yadayim first, gzeira shemiyitmu mashkin shebi yadayim, we're afraid that the moisture that he poured on his hand is going to actually become tame. So when the hands are moist, they're going to contract the tumah of the kos. V'yachzeru v'yitamu aseyadayim. The Gemara has told us that the fear, according to Beis Hillel, is that the hands will become tame from water that had come in contact with the kais. Asks the Gemara, why are you simply worried about the mashkin? V'nitme kos liyadayim. Why aren't we afraid that the kos will directly be metame the hand? Answers the Gemara, enkli metame adam. A kli that's not an avatum, explains Rashi, cannot be metame the hands. Asks the Gemara, v'nitme l'mashkin shebesoichai. Why aren't you afraid that the kais that's tame will be metame the drink that's inside of it, and then the person would be drinking a drink that's tame? Here, says the Gemara, we're talking about a kli that only become tame from the outside. It's an instance where we know for sure that the inside of the kli is tame, tohar. The gabo tame, but the back is tame. The snan, as we learned in a Mishnah, in Kalim in the 25th Perek, Kli shenitmu achor b'mashkin achor of tmeim tocho v'ogno v'ozno v'yodov tahorim. That the halacha is that only the outside is considered tame, all other parts of it are tahor. Nitma tocho, but if the inside becomes tame, nitmo kulo, then all parts of it become tame. So we've now narrowed down the machlokis between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. We're talking about a kli shenitmu achrav. What is the crux of that machlokis? So the Gemara continues two lines from the top and then beizam. Beizam ma'ikam iflugi. Beis Shammai sevrim osalush tamish b'kli shenitmu achrav b'mashkin. You're not allowed to use a kli that its back is tame, that has that kli, if it has moisture inside, if it has liquid inside of it, gzera mishum nitzotzos, we're afraid, literally nitzotzos means sparks, but here it means drops. The drops will fall on the back, and that will contract tumah. V'lekalim gzer shem yitmu hamashin shebi yadayim v'kais. And unlike Beis Hillel, who says that if you're going to wash beforehand, then when your hands are moist, they might become tummy from the kais, that you don't have to worry about. Why? Because Beis Shammai is going to be l'shitaso, Rashi says, because Beis Shammai doesn't allow you to use a kos tame at all. So the fact that he washed his hands is not going to be a problem. Beis Hillel savri, but Beis Hillel disagrees on both fronts. Mutar l'shtamish b'kli shenitmu achor b'mashkin. We're allowed to use a kli that is tame. Why? Amri nitzotis lo shchichi. Where you say that the spilled over water is not shchiach, hence we're not afraid of water that's going to spill over on the back, contract tuma, and then cause the hands to become tame. V'ikol mechesh, but if you are going to wash your hands, then we're going to have a problem. Shem yitnu mashkin shebi yadayim, the hand, the water on his hands is going to become tame. Machmas hakos, hence Beis Hillel only has you washing afterwards. Davar Acher, another reason for the opinion of Beis Hillel, takeif l'netilas yadayim se'uda. This is an expression that appears in the Tosefta, and that is, immediately after netilas yadayim is supposed to be the se'uda. What exactly was this Davar Acher? My Davar Acher, why did we throw this in? Hachi kama l'hu Beis Hillel Beis Shammai. But Davar Acher is another response of Beis Hillel to Beis Shammai. Lidit chud amris aslo shtamish b'kli shachorv t'mein n'gzerim mishum nitzotzos. I understand you're afraid that you're not allowed to use a kli that's back is tamei, and therefore there's not going to be any chash. Afilu hachi ha'adifa. Nevertheless, my suggestion is better to take it from netilas yadayim seuda, because immediately after netilas yadayim is supposed to be the seuda, and according to your solution, what will happen is there will be a break. There will be netilas yadayim, then the kos, and then the su'udah. We had another machlokas between in our mission between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, where one is supposed to cleanse one's hands. Five lines into Mishnah and Alpha and Beis Shammai, it said, "Mekaneach yodo b'mapa." You clean your hands with a napkin and it's placed on the table. Beis Hillel Amar Malakasas, and Beis Hillel says it's supposed to be done on a pillow. The Gemara now develops what is the yisod, what is the background in this machlokas. Tanur Rabbanan Beis Shammai, "Mekaneach yodo b'mapa." You're supposed to wipe specifically on the napkin, umanicha al shulchan, and it's placed on the table. Beis Shammai does not suggest, as Beis Hillel, to wipe on the pillow or to put it on the pillow. Because if you would say that it should be put on the pillow, we're afraid that the moisture on the napkin will become tame machmas hakeses, due to tuma on the pillow, the yachzu v'yitamu es hayadayim, and that will cause the hands to be tame. Asks the Gemara, v'nitam yakeses lemapa. Why did we say the moisture? Why didn't we say that the keses, the pillow, would automatically be matame the napkin? The Gemara answers with the same yisod that we had on Amud Aleph. Ein kli matame kli. One kli cannot have the ability to be metame. In this case, it's that the kli does not have the ability to be metame another kli. Previously, we had the kli not being able to be metame adam. The rule of thumb is that a kli that is not navatuma, Rashi explains, cannot be metame kelim ar adam. However, when it comes to mashke, Chazal made a gzera that the mashke would be able to be metame. Similarly, asks the Gemara, "Tamia kesis legavra." Why are we worried that the moisture will be metame the napkin, and that will cause the person to become tame? Why don't we talk about the pillow itself being metame the individual itself? Answers the Gemara again, the same yisod. Ein kli metame yoda. So the question reads, "Metame kesis legavre gufe." The Gemara answers, "Ein kli metame adam." A kli cannot be metame adam if it's not an avatuma. Beis Hillel, I remember Beis Hillel disagrees. Beis Hillel, I remember Beis Hillel disagrees. Ala keses, that the halacha is that it should be placed on the pillow. Sheimata Omer al Shulchan, Beit Shammai had suggested that place it on the table. What about the moisture that's on the table? So that will cause the napkin to become tummy. And then that will cause the food to become tummy. And then if the individual imbibes that food, so then he will become tummy. Asks the Gemara, why did you include the mashke? Why don't you simply say, v'letame shulchan la'ochlim shebesocha? Why aren't you concerned simply about the table directly being metame, the ochlim? Answers the Gemara, hacha b'shulchan sheni askinan. We're talking about a shulchan that we're afraid is a sheni l'tuma. Ve'ein sheni osa shlishi b'chulin, el ayidei mashke. Again, mashke could become tame. However, a shulchan that's a sheni will not become tame. So what is Beis Shammai hold in this regard? Beis Shammai savri also shtamish b'shulchan sheni gzerimishem achle truma. Beis Shammai says this shaila will never kick into play because a shulchan sheni is asur to use in general because we're afraid when it comes to ochle truma that they will use it and then that will be metame truma because a sheni could also be metame truma. Ubeisil savri, however, Beisil hold Mutter l'shtamish b'shulchan sheni because ochel truma zrizim heim, we don't have to worry about ochel truma. We weren't gozer on ochel truma because they are careful. Their zar is literally quick, but here it also means that they're careful. And since they are careful, then shulchan sheni is mutter. If shulchan sheni is normally mutter, so then you have to be careful with what you do with the napkin, and therefore, according to Beis Hillel, it can't be placed on the table, it has to be placed on the pillow. Mark continues halfway through the Yomud, and Beis Amabeis, Dover Acher, another reason that Beis Hillel disagrees with Beis Shammai and is not concerned about the hands becoming tame from coming in contact with the pillow is for the following. Dover Acher, Ein Netilas Yadayim L'chulim Min HaTorah. That Beis Hillel said also that anyhow, Netilas Yadayim for Chulin is not a Chiyuv Min HaTorah. What exactly is Beis Hillel's argument? My Dover Acher analyzes the Gemara. Hachi Kamilu Beis Hillel Beis Shammai. This is what Beis Hillel said to Beis Shammai. V'chi Teimu, and if you're going to say Maishna Gabi Ochlin, V'chayshinan, when it comes to food, that we, Beis Hillel, are Choshesh, and we say, be careful about putting the napkin on the table because it might come in contact with food and be metameyit. Maishna gabi ochlin dechayshina that we're worried about. Maishna gabi yadayim. But if you put your pillow that you rub on your hands that also have a chash tuma, that we're not afraid that they themselves will transfer tuma. Maishna gabi yadayim delo chayshina. Afilu achi ha'adifa says Beis Hillel. No, it makes sense for us to be machmir about putting on the table, but yet at the same time we don't have to worry if putting it the pillow next to him, then we're not worried about being metame the hands again. Afilu achio adifa de'ein etilas yadayim l'chulun min haTorah, because etilas yadayim is not a chiyuv min haTorah. So mutav sheyitame yadayim delesu ikra midaraisa, better that the pillow possibly come in contact with the hands, because anyhow the whole chash itself is not a chash min haTorah if the fellow is eating chulin. However, when it comes to food, so that is a chash min haTorah. In other words, the idea of foodstuffs being metame each other is a din doraisa, in contrast to yodayim, so that itself is not a din doraisa. Of course, we're not talking about tumah min haTorah because we're talking about chulin, but we're talking about the nature of the fear, and the nature of the fear by yodayim itself is never a fear min haTorah, but ochel touching each other, that is a fear min haTorah when we're dealing with Toma Doraisa. Therefore, it's a more realistic and more chomor type of chash, and in instances when we're being machmir on a Toma Midrabanan, it makes more sense to be machmir on ochel coming in contact with other ochel in contrast to yodayim. The Gemara continues on the first wide line. We now segue in the first wide line to the next machlokus between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel that we learned in our Mishnah that Beis Shammai had said Michabdin es habayis v'achakach notlin es haydayim, five lines into the Mishnah in Alfam Beis, that first they would clean the house, they would clean the area after the meal and then do netil sidayim. U'Beis Hillel amrim notlin yadayim v'achakach michabdin es habayis, that they would wash their hands and then clean the house. The Gemara is going to explain based on a brisa, which is a Tosefta in Perek. Hey, that the machlokis between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel revolves around the following issue. That's the Isser of Mafsidas Ha'ochlin, which presumably comes from the Isser of Baal Tashchis. So that, and that is, if you have Mayim Achronim that falls onto the Ochel, so then it will cause that the Ochel not be edible. No one likes soggy bread. That's the machlokus here between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. Are we worried about mafsidas ha'ochlin or not? How does that lead to a machlokus? Everybody is worried about mafsidas ha'ochlin. However, the question over here is, will it come, if one washes in TLC Dayan before Mechabdim Es Habayis, will it come to Mafsid Ochlim? So let's see inside. Ten Rabbon Beis Shammai or Mechabdim Es Habayis, the Tosefta tells us, V'achekach notlin l'yadayim, you should clean and then wash your hands. Because if they will do Matilas Yidayim first, Nimtzat Mafsides HaOchlin, what's going to happen is the hand is going to be moist, and then if the hand is cleaning off the table moist, it will create soggy bread, and then one will have caused the Ochel to become room. However, according to Beis Shammai, if you will be notel your yadayim beforehand, mishum pirurim, we're afraid that he's going to ruin these leftover pieces of bread. Now this line of the Gemara, Avol Matil Yadayim Beis Shammai Tchila, seems to be entirely repetitious. If you take a look, the Bach removes it. See the Rashash and Gra that try to explain the Gemara with it, but we will go just with a translation that seems to be repetitions and the point of the Bach. Beis Hillel Omrim, Beis Hillel disagrees and says that the halacha is that one can wash one's hands first, and for some reason Beis Hillel is not worried about mafsid ochlin. Im shamish talmud chachamu, explain Beis Hillel that if the one who was serving was a talmud chacham, notel perun sheish ben kezayis, then he will remove the leftover pieces. Pirun is sometimes translated as crumbs. We see from this gemara that pirun is not always crumbs. It could be the size of a kezayis. You take pirun, which are the size of kezayis, if you are serving and you're a talmud chacham, because you know that in a moment the water is going to come out and they're going to wash their hands and then clean off the table and then possibly be masid the ochel. She'emem kezayis mutala abdon biyad. But if it's less than a kezayis, it's not a problem because there's no isur of being ma'abed ochel less than a kezayis. Mirza Hashem, in the halacha section for today, we will discuss the implication of this line in the Gemara in terms of throwing out bread and other types of food vis-a-vis the halachas of Beltashchis. Beis Hillel says over here, he's not worried about the water damaging the bread because it will not lead to Beltashchis, because the kezayis bread will have been already removed by the shamish. Says the Gemara, Messayeya Lay the Rabbi Yochanan. This is a proof to the opinion of Rabbi Yochanan. Dabar Rabbi Yochanan, Perun Shemem Kezayis Mutala Abdom Biyad. You're allowed to destroy even crumbs that are less than a Kezayis. But Maika Miflugi, says the Gemara, what is the subject of this machlokis? Beis Hillel says that we're not worried about it. Beis Shammai says that you are. So Gemara explains, Beis Hillel Savri also Shtamish B'Shamish Amaretz. It's prohibited to use a Shamish Amaretz. Therefore, every single waiter will be a good waiter. What does it mean to be a good waiter? Not necessarily the fastest waiter, but he follows the halacha. And therefore, he knows to remove a pirate Perun Sheish Ben Kezayis, because shortly we will have a Chashash of Ibud Ochlin. However, Beis Shammai sover mutal shamish b'shamish amaretz. One is allowed to use a shamish who is in amaretz. Rabbi Yosef Chanina Amar Rav Huna b'kulei pirkin alach ke Beis Hillel bar meha. Rabbi Yosef Chanina taught that we pass in like Beis Hillel in general, except for this alach ke Beis Shammai, because here we follow Beis Shammai. Rabbi Oshia masni ipcha u'bahanami alach ke Beis Hillel. Rabbi Oshia felt the opposite, and he said even here the alach is like Beis Hillel. The Gemara now goes on to the next machlokus between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel in our Mishnah. Of course, let's always turn back to review those machlokios. 7 lines into the Mishnah in Alpha Mebeis, we have Beis Shammai Omrim saying, Ner umazon besam v'avdala, as being the order in terms of avdala when you're also benching. And Beis Hillel saying, Ner ubesamim mazon v'avdala. Analyzes the Gemara in a story. Rav Huna bar Yehuda iklal vei Rava. Rav Huna bar Yehuda was going to the house of Rava. Chazil Rava devarech abesamim bereisha. He saw that Rava made the first bracha on besamim. By the way, of course, that's our custom as well, that besamim comes before the ner as well as the bracha of Havdalah. Amar Leh, he analyzes, this doesn't fit into our mission at all. Michti, Beishami, Beisil, Amar, Lo, Pligi, they don't argue about whether Mar comes first or second. Desanya, as we learned in a Braisa, and this is consistent with our Mishnah, Beishami, Omer, Neru, Mazom, Besamim, Vahavdalah. He has Ner first, Beishami, as well as Beisil, Beisil, Ram, Neru, Besam, Mazom, Vahavdalah. So the difference between them is not whether the Ner comes first. Ani, Rava, Basre, Zudiv, Rebbe, Meir. Rava says, well, we've been taught, both in terms of price of quota here on Nun Beis on Beis, as well as our Mishnah on Nun Aleph on Beis, that's going according to Rabbi Meir. Avar Bihuda Amr Lo Nechleku Beis Sham Beis Hillel Al Amazon Shuba Tchilav Al Avdol Shi Basayif. Rabbi Yehuda said Beis Sham and Beis Hillel only disagreed in which place one puts the Mazon. Al Ma Nechleku. Excuse me, they did not disagree about the Mazon being first and the Havdalah at the end. Alma Nechleku, where did they disagree? Al Amor v'ala Besamim. They disagreed in regards to the candle and the Besamim. Shebe Shammai, Omer Ma'al Amor v'achakach Besamim. Shammai says you first do the candle and then Besamim. Beshilalim Besamim v'achakach Mo'or. And Beshilal holds Besamim first. In other words, what you saw in the house of Rava, that's exactly the position of Rabbi Yehuda Bedas Beis Hillel. From Rabbi Yochanan Nagu Am Ke Beis Hillel Libud Rabbi Yehuda, that the custom is to follow Beis Hillel, of course, but Beis Hillel according to Rabbi Yehuda, and therefore the Besamim goes first, which to this day is the minig in Klal Yisrael. Beis Shammai Omrim Shebara Ma'or Ha'esh. Beis Shammai was of the opinion that the bracha is that Kadosh Baruch Hu once in the past created a fire in singular. So it's past and singular. That he's in the present. He's constantly creating different types of fires. What's behind this machlokas? Everybody agrees that bar means in the past. And Kadosh Baruch Hu created one fire. Ki pligi bibore. Beis Shammai sovereign bore. Beis Shammai holds that Borei is not in the present, but rather in the future. Beis Hillel sover Borei nami debora mashma. Beis Hillel says that the word Borei is both a present lashon as well as a lashon for the future. Masa Rav Yosef. Yosef asked the following question. Yotzer oru vorei choshech. We have the expression HaKadosh Baruch Hu is yotzer or, as well as yotzer imu vorei ruach. Borei Hashemayim Vinoteim. What do all of those things refer to? They refer to Briyasa Olam. So what in the world is Beis Shammai's argument? Beis Shammai says that the word Borei only is Mashma, the future. El Amar Rav Yosef, Beboru Borei Kulam Alo Pligi Debora Mashma. Everybody agrees, even Beis Shammai agrees that Borei would not be a problem. Ki Pligi, where is the Machlokis in the other part that we noticed? Whether we talk about a single fire or we talk about many fires. B'ma'ar u'ma'orei. The Beis Shammai savachada nahari ika binora. Beis Shammai holds that we focus on the fact that there's one fire, one source. U'Beis Hillel savi tuva nahara ika binura. There are many different types of fires. Tani nami hachi amalam Beis Hillel Beis Shammai harbe ma'oros yesh ba'or. There are many different types of fire. Fire is in the fire. There are different colors. There are different components. Mirtz Hashem, in the halacha section, we will use this machlokis between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel to underscore the hashkafic differences that lead to the halachic differences between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel that for many mefarshim starts from this gemara. The Mishnah Nun Aleph Amud Beis interrupted the machlokios between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, that now we mention the issue in regards to Avdalah, we now discuss what candle is appropriate for Mahavdalah. The Mishnah told us, Ein Mevarachin. Let's go back to the Mishnah. Every single time we've got to see the Mishnah inside. The Mishnah told us, Ve'ein Mevarachin al Ner Achi Lu'usu La'oro. Number one, you're not allowed to have... you're not allowed to make a bracha until you have hana from the candle, as well as you can make a bracha on ner and besam of an akum, ner besam of mace, ner besam of avodah zarah. Says our Gemara Bishlam in ner mishum delo shavas, I understand when it comes to a candle of a kochav, the Mishnah says you can't use it, because the halacha is that we're supposed to make a bracha on a ner that didn't have meleches aveira that was done with it. So I understand when it comes to a candle. Oh, besam my time alone. However, what's the problem when it comes to besam of a goy? Why won't you be able to use it? Explains the Gemara. Amar of Yehuda Marav Hacha b'mesibas of the chav askinon. We're talking about where there was a seuda. Rashi learns a get together of a seuda of goyim that use this candle with Pnei Shastam Mesivas Ovechom Avodah Zarah, because we have to be afraid that's going to be used for Avodah Zarah. Now the Gemara is bothered that this doesn't seem to fit with the Seifa. In fact, when we read the Mishnah yesterday, we actually fudged this part. Hamidiktani Seifa Emevarchon Lo Aner V'Lop Sam Shal Avodah Zarah. But the Seifa says Avodah Zarah. So what's the Reisha talking about when it says Ove Kocham? If the Ove Kocham is the Chshash of Avodah Zarah, so then that's, the Seifa is not necessary. Mechlal the Reish Lab Avodah Zarah Askin. It must be the Reish is not talking about Avodah Zarah. Amar B'chinini Mesura Matam Ka'amai. The Mishnah is explaining itself. Matam Emevarchon Lo Aner V'Lop Sam Shal Akum. Mepnei Shestam Mesibas Ove Kocham Avodah Zarah. And that's born out by the Seifa. Bezer Hashem, this concludes Daf Nun Beis in Maseches Brachos in the Daf, and now we go to the Halacha from the Daily Daf. Bezer Hashem, our first topic from Daf Nun Beis, La Halacha, is the topic of less than a kezayis of bread in terms of the prohibition of destroying food, ma'abed ochlin, which seems to stem from Baal Tashchis, as well as we will segue into the halachos of less than a kezayis for bedikas chametz. The Gemara had told us that there isn't a concern, according to everyone, if water comes in contact, your water of your mayim achronim comes in contact with bread and ruins the bread, if the bread is less than a kezayis. This will have important implications for halacha. The Gemara developed this within the opinion of Beis Hillel that said that there's no problem to do mayim achronim next to the table where there is only crumbs of bread that are left, even though the bread might be destroyed. It's important to note that Tosfos Dibur HaMaskil Peirurin says that nevertheless one has to be concerned for the Gemara in Chulin that says that it is a bad midah to destroy any type of bread. According to Tosfos, it seems any type of sign, and chas v'chalila, it could be punished with poverty. It sounds like from that Gemara in Chulin Kufayim Abayz that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will punish those who don't show the necessary respect to his material world, and chas v'chalila, they will not get a lot in his material world. Let's take a look and see how this is developed lahalacha. Says the Shulchan Aruch in Simin Kuf Pei, Sif Gimel, kodem sheyitol yadav yichabed habayis. Before you wash, you should make sure that the table is clean or the house is clean. Shlo yisharu sham peirurim v'yimasu b'mayim shom netila. You have to be careful that there is no food that will become ruined. The Mechaber continues and follows the opinion over here of Beis Hillel. And in fact, everybody agrees. Afal pisha mutala abe perum shem ben kezayis. The halacha is that it's permissible to destroy bread that's less than a kezayis. However, we're afraid that the ama aretz will not be aware to remove that. Shem yehe hasham shama aretz. And therefore, what's going to happen is the food is going to be ruined if it's more than a kezayis. However, says the Mechaber, v'achshav einanu nogim kach, we're not even careful about this, m'pnei she'einanu mesalkim hashulchan v'anu notlim ha'yadayim chutz l'shulchan. That we do mayim achronim away from the table, And the Mishnah Berurah adds that if you do Mayim Achronim by the table, so then in such a case, then you should be careful to remove the bread that it should not be ruined if there is bread that is more than a kezayis. However, the Mishnah Berurah adds that in the beginning of Simin Kuf Pei, the Mechaber had told us that it is important that bread be left on the table for Birchas Hamazon, because we want to show it should be nikar, as the Lashon Mishnah Berurah and Sifkat and Aleph, that we are thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu for this particular food. And number two, we have a more Kabbalistic rule of Ein HaBracha Shora Al Dovar Reik El Kishyei Shem Dovar, that we want the bracha to take effect on something, just like we see by Elisha and the Shunamis. So for that reason, even though one should clean off the bread that shouldn't be ruined by the water, if there is bread that is larger than a kezayis, nevertheless one should leave some bread on the side of the table because of the above mentioned reasons. However, the Mechaber goes a little bit further. The Mechaber borrows Tosis' rule. Says the Mechaber in Sivdal, Avol bishemuta la'abe perurim she'em ben kezayis, even though it's permissible, it sounds like from the Mechaber, there is no prohibition about tashchis, mikol makom kosher la'anius, even if it's less than a kezayis, one should be careful not to ruin the bread, because it can lead to poverty, that a person is not showing respect, even if it doesn't have, if you will, a shiur of the Yisr Baal Tashchis. Nevertheless, one should still be sensitive, as the Gemara in Chulin, Kuf Hei, brings out. The Magen Avraham asks a very strong kasha on Tosfos and the Psak of the Mechaber, and he qualifies the Psak of Tosfos and the Mechaber. Asks the Magen Avraham, but this doesn't fit back into our Gemara. Kol hakavod to the Gemara in Chulin, but at the end of the day, Beis Shammai washed their hands on the table, and it doesn't mention what the Mishnah Berurah had said, that they pushed away all the bread to the side. It says, we're not worried about the bread being ruined. Now, was Beis Hillel not worried about anius? That cannot be. Even though Beis Hillel himself was an ani, it can't be that Beis Hillel was not worried about this chash. So says the Magen Avraham, what Tosa says is nice, it makes a lot of sense, it's hashkafically an important lesson, but at the end of the day, it just does not fit with what Beis Hillel did. Answers the Magen Avraham that there are two levels over there. There's Tzvei Dinim, says the Magen Avraham. Number one, there's a way of destroying food that's a bizayon gadol. That is what the Gemara in Chulin is describing, that one has to be extremely careful not to do acts of bizayon on food. The Lashon of the Magen Avraham is to be dores on them. This is all quoted in summary fashion by the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkaton Yud of Kuf Pei. And that's going to be prohibited even if it's less than a kezayis. However, those things that are not a bizayon, you're not trampling upon them, you're not using the food for a bizayon, like water falling on them, that is going to be mutter, claims the Magen Avraham. And less than a kezayis is not going to be a problem. So what emerges lahalacha is the following in regards to less than a kezayis of bread vis-a-vis the iser of being ma'abed ochlim. If we're talking about being ma'abed ochel less than a kezayis, if it's a derech bizayon, it's going to be aser. Based on the Gemara in Chulin, it's kosher la'anius. You don't respect HaKadosh Baruch Hu's world, his materialism, chas v'chalila, he could take it away from us. Number two is, if we're talking about not a bizayon gadol, but rather it's not an ideal way the food is supposed to sit, that a person wouldn't normally put it in a place that water could fall on it, but it's not a bizayon, that will be mutter with less than a kezayis, but aser with more than a kezayis. Because of this fear of bizayon gadol, the Dirshu Mishnah Berurah quotes that Rav Yashiv Zatzal from the Sefer Eitz Hasadah said that when one throws away bread, since that, if it's thrown directly into the garbage, can qualify as a bizayon gadol. So for that reason, it should be in a bag and would no longer be considered a bizayon gadol. And this as well is the way the Chidushei Basra quotes Rav Scheinberg Zatzal. We're quoting Gedolei Torah, both that passed away within this past year. Another interesting note to the sugya of Pirurim vis-a-vis Hilchos Pesach is that this idea that Pirurim are not choshuv, particularly our Gemara had claimed, less than a kezayis, is a concept that's repeated on Davov in Meseches Psachim. The Gemara over there tells us that Perurim Einam Chashivi, which is Mamish, the Yisod that we see from our Gemara as well, they are not Chashuv, and for that reason, there isn't a requirement to do Bittel on Chametz, on that Chametz beforehand. However, Moshe Feinstein in Orach Chaim Simin Kuf Memhei points out that there is a breakdown between the similarity of the Gemara in Psachim Vav Amud Beis and our Gemara in Brachos, according to both the Magen Avraham and Rabbi Akiva Eiger in Simin Tof Mem Dalet. And that is that Lichatchila, both Rabbi Akiva Eiger and the Magen Avraham, who there have a machlokis at the end of the Simon, whether you have to go back to get Perurim after the Zman, that you're no longer able to be Mevatel and get rid of them if they're less than a Kizayis. Nevertheless, it's clear, points out Ramesh in this Tshuva, that both of them hold that you need to be Mevatel that Chometz Lichatchila. Says Ramesh, you need to be Mechalik, you need to differentiate between Perurim that are less than a Kizayis that are relatively Choshuv, versus simply crumbs. Ramesh understands that our sugya is talking about crumbs on the table, and therefore they have absolutely no chashivas, and there won't be an iser to be ma'abed. However, if we're talking about bread that might be less than a kezayis, a nice cookie, however, it's less than a kezayis, in such a case, then everybody agrees you would have to do bittel min ha-Torah. According to this approach from Moshe Feinstein, I'd like to suggest possibly, and I haven't spent enough time thinking about it, but maybe one could suggest that a chumrah and a kula that emerge from this approach of how to relate the Gemara in Pesachim and the Gemara in Brachos Nun Beis. Let's start with the chumrah. First of all, according to our Moshe, the word perurim are only talking about real crumbs. But if we're talking about something that's less than a kezayis, but is choshuv by itself to an individual, so then in such a case one would have to be machmir on Pesach to be mevatalit, and possibly then one should be careful not to be ma'abed that food item, and baltashkis would apply to that as well. One generally is more machmir on Pesach, it's true, but the way Rav Moshe is working in the tshuva seems to equate the two. And number two, a kula that would emerge is that from this Rav Moshe would seem that lechatchila there would be no requirement. If there's no requirement to do bittel on crumbs because of the Isser of Bal Yirah, Bal Yimatzeh, if the crumbs, a person is afraid that there is a couple of crumbs in a corner where he won't come to eat, it's clear he won't come to eat, let's say behind the bookcases and so on, if we're talking about tiny, tiny crumbs, he's 100% sure that there's no cookie there, that couldn't fit there, then it could very well be that there wouldn't be a chiyuv for him to do bedika on those areas. This is against two sources. Number one, the Dirshu Mishneh Brura quotes that it's well known that the Chazon Ish was machmir to check for crumbs even in Svarim. Clearly, there couldn't be any chashivos in a crumb inside a sefer. And number two, the Tshuvas HaRadvaz seems to be machmir to lichatchila get rid of every single crumb. But maybe, according to our sugya that says that perurim don't have chashivos, even if we're not talking about perurim like a small piece of a kezayis, a small piece of cookie which is less than a kezayis, but still has chashivos at its own, but mamish crumbs, maybe based on the tshuva from Ramesha Feinstein, putting together our Gemara and the Gemara in Psachim, one could be makil in regards to bedika on absolute crumb. Our second halachic topic today is the hashkafa underpinnings of the machlokios between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, which Rav Zevin, in a beautiful essay in La'ara Halacha, points out, according to the Gra, starts from Nun Beis Amud Beis. If we want to understand many, many, many of the underpinnings of the machlokios between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, one can take a look and Nun Beis Amud Beis. The Gemara had told us that according to Beis Shammai, the bracha that one makes on fire is Bora Ma'or Ha'esh, while according to Beis Hillel, the bracha is Bore Ma'ore Ha'esh. What's behind that machlokus? The Gra points out that even though Beis Shammai agrees to Beis Hillel that the word Bore can also refer to the past, Beis Shammai, for some reason, wants to emphasize Bora in the past. and he emphasized the Ma'oro Esh, the single fire, while Beis Hillel claims he wants to talk about the many different types of fires. Says the Gra, the machlok is between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. When we talk about fire, which fire do we want to talk about? Do we want to talk about the Or HaGonus, the original Or that HaKadosh Baruch Hu made, which is the source of all fire today? Or do we talk about the practical fire? I heard from my Rebbe, Rav Nevensal, and this is brought out by Rav Zevin as well in the Sefer Or HaLacha, that this is a fundamental machlokis between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel and can explain many, many machlokios in Shas between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. And that is, when we're talking about a halacha, do we focus on its ideal, like we do when it comes to Beis Shammai, looking at its original heavenly source, and not looking at the practical? Or, as Beis Hillel claims, let's focus on the practical. And practically, in the present, there are many, many different types of fires. This, Rav Nevensal told me, extends to many other disagreements between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. For example, when it comes to the machlokis of whether a shinoi, a change, on a practical level to an object makes a difference, Beis Shammai holds shinoi is not kona. However, Beis Hillel holds that it is kona. According to Beis Shammai, simply a practical change is not enough. According to Beis Hillel, it is. Similarly, Rav Zevin points out, and I believe I discussed this with Rav Nevensal as well, the machlokas between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel in regards to what is Rosh Hashanah Le'ilanos. Beis Shammai is of the opinion that Rosh Hashanah Le'ilanos is already Rosh Chodesh Shvat, because that's when the sap has already begun in the tree and the potential is already there for the tree to bloom. Beis Hillel looks in the practical world, and according to Beis Hillel, the potential is not enough. Rather, there needs to be a practical change. This machlokis between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel is also a machlokis, Rav Nevensal argued, not only in terms of practical or theoretical, but heavenly or earthly. According to Beis Shammai, we focus on the potential because in the heaven, potential becomes reality. There's nothing in the earthly world that is taken into account to stop it. And therefore, Beis Shammai says, potential becomes reality. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives it the potential, then in such a case, that potential is the real. The Or HaGonus is all the potential. That's the heavenly perspective. That's why we make the bracha Borei Ma'or Ha'esh. In contrast to the opinion of Beis Hillel, Beis Hillel's approach is the more realistic, earthly approach, where we say that even though the source of all fire comes from the Or HaGonus, ultimately we look practically in this world, and therefore one makes a Borei Ma'or Ha'esh. This, of course, explains the phenomenon that La'asid Lavo, we're going to follow the opinion of Beis Shammai. In the future, potential is going to become reality. The Or HaGonus will be revealed, and there will be no break between, according to Kabbalah, between the spiritual component and the earthly component. The Beis HaMikdash HaElyon will become one with the Beis HaMikdash HaTachton. If that's so then in such a case, La'asid Lavo, the Or HaGonus is going to be the light of the Beis HaMikdash. This, Rav Nevensal told me, is behind the machlokis between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel as well in terms of Chanukah. When it comes to Chanukah, are we counting down to the Or HaGonus? Or are we following the practical nes of the Pach HaShemen as the opinion of Beis Hillel, that the nes became greater as time went on? Mosef Vaholech, or Poches Vaholech. If one carries through this idea, one will see that in many, many instances, the machlokis between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel can be explained according to this perspective. There is a long list of this in the Sefer Kovetz, Yesodos Vechakiros. The broad strokes of it begin
from the Gra on our daf, Nun Beis Amud Beis in the Shnos Eliyo, and Rav Nevinzal's examples we have given you, and Be'ezer Hashem, one could extend the Hashkafic underpinnings of the Machlokis between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel in many other instances. May HaKadosh Baruch Hu allow us to be Zoche, to be able to see the world from both Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, to be Mekadesh Shem Shemayim in the practical world, as well as be able to focus on the Or HaGonos in the spiritual world, and Be'ezer Hashem, L'asad Lavo, to actualize the union of the potential to reality with Bias Gol Tzedek, and once again, to be able to follow the Shita of Beis Shammai, as the Zohar mentions. Be'ezer Hashem, this concludes the lessons and the halachos from Daf Nun Beis.